We fixing dig for a second, and we're going home. I'm going to talk to you for a minute. And I want this to be an assurance Sunday when you walk out. A Sunday that you walk out of the house of God, that you are assured that if you drew your last breath, that heaven would be your home. And this morning, you're going to have to do something, though. Title of my message, and I'm going to preach it in 3 points, three different series over 3 different times. But you're going to have to talk to yourself. You're going to have to get to a point that you talk to yourself. You talk to a lot of people. You talk in a week's time. There's no telling how many people you talk to. But I understand in the world we live in, there's one person that we try to dodge talking to, and that's ourself. Because when we start talking to ourselves, we have to get deeper than just a conversation. We have to get down on the inside and talk to ourselves. And this morning in Ephesians chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 18, I want to read you a text, and then I want to turn and talk about somebody that talked to themselves. This morning, your greatest enemy is not Satan. Your greatest enemy is yourself. This morning, as your pastor, I want to give you this straight from the Word of God. Your greatest enemy is yourself this morning. Yourself says, I can't. Yourself says, I'm not worthy. Sister Tanya, what you and Brother Eric brought was dead on the money. Yourself says, I can't. I'm unworthy. My fear is too great. If I step out, what if I fumble it? What about if I fall? What about if I'm a failure? Yourself is your greatest enemy this morning. But I want you to know you're going to have to talk to yourself and you're going to have to encourage yourself. If you're waiting on this world to encourage you, if you're waiting on your fellow man to encourage you, if you're waiting on somebody else to encourage you, I got good news. You're going to wait for a long time. But this morning the Bible says that we must speak to ourselves. We must talk to ourselves. And the Bible says, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 18, the Bible says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, this morning I bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this morning you guard my throat and you guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray this morning I decrease and you increase. Father, this morning I'm in over my head and I pray that the Holy Ghost of heaven would do the preaching. I pray that it would illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue. And Father God, I pray it would light this place in a way this morning like we've never seen before. Father, I don't know what these people go through in a week, but I want to speak to the one this morning that may think that they're a failure, may think this morning that they can't do nothing right. They may think this morning, Father, that they've done went too far. They done got too much in their past. I've got good news this morning in the name of Jesus Christ that you've not gone too far. You've not gone over the cross this morning. A cross this morning is what we look to, Father. And this morning I pray in the name of Jesus. I ask intercession this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray this morning when these folk leave this place, I pray that they have assurance this morning that you are all they need this morning. Father, I'm asking you this morning to do what only you can do, and I'm asking you to search the hearts of these people. Search my heart this morning, Father, and I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, I've done said it, but I'm going to reemphasize what I've said this morning. As we come, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 18, he says, and be not drunk with wine. Have you ever seen a liquor store and on the front of it, it'll say wine and spirits? If you ever go to Tupelo, there's a store over there, it says wine and spirits. And I say to you this morning, you get drinking wine, you'll get into a different spirit. Hey, you'll get loose tongue and You'll get uncaring. Hey, but this morning he said, be not drunk with wine. Hey, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Hey, this morning you're going to have to talk to yourself and you're going to have to say, hey, I want to know this morning that when I leave this place and I have assurance this morning that heaven will be my home. Hey, this morning if you've walked in, I don't know what's went on in your life, but if you walked in and it's been a drag and it's just been that way all week long. Hey, and I want you to know everywhere you turn, it's just a little doom and gloom. I got good news this morning. Hey, if you're looking for a hand up, you can find it this morning because he's reaching his hand down. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning he says, and be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God, speaking to yourself. You say, preacher, how am I going to talk to myself? How am I going to lift it up? Hey, you know, this morning if you have somebody and they're talking to themselves, the world thinks they're crazy. Hey, but this morning the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in Psalm, and he said this morning that, hey, we speak to ourselves. This morning your greatest enemy is living inside of you this morning, and that is you this morning. You're the one that won't step out. Hey, you're the one that won't give it to God. Hey, I'm that one this morning. I think I'm bigger than any problem, hey, that comes in my life. Hey, but I got good news this morning. He said we must speak to ourselves in Psalms and in hymns this morning. We've done sung hymns this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, Sister Denise. Hey, we wouldn't come into the house of God and sing rock and roll music or country music. You know what? It might lift you up and it might make you feel good, but I want you to know this morning, it won't do nothing for your soul. Hey, this morning I want you to know, the Bible says when you start speaking to yourself and you get to where you need God to move, you're going to have to encourage yourself, and you're going to have to realize when you speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I love that this morning, what spiritual songs do. Hey, love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, but Jesus showed up and now I'm happy evermore. Amen. I was sinking deep in sin. When I think about that amazing grace, how sweet the sound has saved a wretch like me. Friends, you know what that does? That speaks to my soul. He says, singing, making a melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks unto God and what He can do in your life. I'd ask you a question this morning. When was that last time you told yourself, I want you to know this morning, when was the last time you spoke to yourself and you say, oh, Satan, make me think I'm a loser or I'm limited in what I can do. Hey, but the Bible tells me that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. This morning I want you to turn to Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 28. I want you to look here in the Bible this morning in the book of Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 28. We're talking about that you got to talk to yourself. You got to tell yourself this morning that if I can just get to where God is this morning, if I can just get to where Jesus is this morning, if I can just get to that place. But you know what? When you get there in your life and you know that you need Jesus and you know that you need a touch, there's going to be something in the back of your mind that says, don't you step out. Hey, don't you walk out. Hey, don't you go out. Hey, there's a crowd out there and they'll see what you've done and they'll see where you're going. Hey, you know what? This morning, hey, I tell you this morning, I believe this. Hey, when we got to that place in Noah, he got on the ark. You know what he did when he got in? He got into that place. He was in the minority. Hey, wasn't very many there. But I want you to know, after 40 days and 40 nights, he once was in the minority. Hey, but when that boat come landed to the earth, I want you to know he was in the majority. Amen. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, you may think this morning that being a Christian is not the way out, or it may be a losing way, but I got good news. Right now, we may be part of the minority. Wow, glory! Hey, but there's going to come a day we're going to be part of the majority. Hey, we're going to be the ones in heaven. Hey, the ones that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what? This morning, I realized I couldn't, but he could. Amen. He says this morning, you got to talk to yourself. As we get here this morning, I want you to look in Mark chapter number 5. And I love this morning. The woman with the issue of blood. Hey, she done come to the crowd and they was thronging all around Jesus. And they was all over him. And this woman come, and for 12 years, she had been battling with the issue of blood. And she didn't know what to do or where to go. Hey, but she heard that Jesus was passing by. I got good news this morning. Jesus is passing by Union Chapel Baptist Church. And if you're sitting there this morning and you're lost going to a devil's hell, hey, deep down in your mind, you need to talk to yourself. You need to make sure this morning that you know Jesus. You need to make sure this morning that you know Jesus and you got a relationship. If you don't, what I need to do, preacher, you need to tell yourself, I need to get up from where I'm at and I need to get to that old-timey altar and I need to do business with an old-timey God. Friends, I want you to know, time's running out. Woo! Glory, time's running out. Look what it says. And in Mark chapter number 5, hey, she had to talk to herself. This morning, everybody that was around Jesus, they wasn't talking to her. Woo! They was worried about their own self. Look what he says here in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 25. And a certain woman with had an issue of blood 12 years. She had suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all she had. Man, she done got bankrupt. She done got to a place she spent everything she had. Have you tried to spend everything you got trying to keep up with the Joneses? You're trying to keep up with this and trying to keep up with that one. And the more you buy, you think, the happier I'll be. Hey, but every time you buy, every time you sow into something that's not of God, every time you want more, hey, I want the best, I want this. It don't bring you pleasure. It don't bring you happiness. The only thing will bring you happiness is Jesus Christ. Amen. And you got to tell yourself that this morning. And that's suffered many things of many physicians, and it's spent all she had, and nothing better but grew worse. Do you know this morning when you need Jesus, nothing won't get better, it'll just get worse. Did you know that this morning? You can be blessed financially, you can be healthy, you can be all that, but if you're missing Jesus, there's no joy in it. You got to tell yourself this morning, I got to get to where Jesus is. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now I want you to get this, and I want to slow down. But look what she said in verse number 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Now I want to ask you a question. Who is she talking to? She's talking to herself. You see, the crowd's all around, but they're not helping her. And what I love is she wasn't looking for his head, she was looking for his feet. She wasn't looking to go over Jesus. She was looking to come under Jesus. She was looking to get right where Jesus was. She had confidence that if she could get to where Jesus was, everything's going to be all right. And look what he said. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I can just touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. We was at Broken Lives Thursday night. And I want you to know, as we went over to that place, there was two men came to the altar. And there was one man that knelt down. And by the testimony that Brother Eric told there, he asked that man, did he know Jesus? And that man said, I don't know Jesus, but I want to know Jesus. And Brother Eric said, all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And Brother Eric said they knelt down there and they was going to talk to Jesus. And Brother Eric said that man got over there where he was at and said he pecked him on the shoulder. Hey, they're supposed to be praying. And he pecked him on the shoulder. And Brother Eric said he looked over and that man said, I don't know what to do. Friends, you know what? If the world knew what to do, they'd all be saved. Hey, you know what the problem is? They don't know what to do and they need you and I telling them what to do. Amen. Hey, I want you to know you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You got to tell yourself, even though it looks dark, even though it looks desperate, even though it looks dim, even though everything looks like it's about to blow up in my face, I've put my faith in Jesus and that's all I need to know. Amen. And the woman said, here, I love this. And she said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get to that place, I shall be made whole. And as she touched him, she imagined, if I could get to that place in my life where Jesus is. There may be a woman in here this morning, and I don't know who she is, but she may be here this morning. And she says, if I could just get to where Jesus is. But every time I try to go, there's something inside of me tells me not to go. Every time I want to get to that place there, something inside of me tells me I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, I'm not worthy enough, and I don't deserve it. I got good news this morning. I'm telling you this morning, you're worth it this morning. When he went and died on that old rugged cross, Brother Garrett, he died for all mankind and all humanity. There may be a man in here this morning, and you sat there, and you're a daddy, and you're sitting right by your spouse that thinks that you're born again. You're sitting there by your children, and they say, if I step out, preacher, well, what's going to happen? You know what this woman said? She didn't care. She had to get to Jesus. Amen. I love what she said here. And she said, if I could just touch it. In verse 28, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I can just get to his clothes, I shall be whole. Man, if I can just get to his clothes, I shall be whole. You know who she's talking to? She's talking to herself. She's talking to 38 years. She's talking to all these years that people told her she wasn't worthy. The crowd that was around her told her wasn't worthy. What was deeper inside of her, she started telling, I am worthy to go to where Jesus is. I am worthy to go to that place. This morning, you are worthy to go right to where Jesus is. You can go right to where Jesus is this morning. And straightway, in verse 29, the fountain of her blood was dried up. If I go to Jesus, will I be able to feel it? Well, now it ain't about feeling, it's about faith. Listen to me this morning. If you go to Jesus and you didn't feel nothing, I'd be wondering if I went to Jesus. You talking about the one that hung on Calvary? You talking about the one that bled and died and knows what feelings is all about? Knows what it's about to say, Father, forgive them. This woman, she went to, man, I'm telling you what, there ought to be some feeling when you meet Jesus, amen? Hey, ought to be some feelings when you meet somebody that loves you. Look what he's saying in verse number 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood, her problem got cured, was dried up and she felt it. This is where I want to stop. And she felt it in her body. She felt it. Preacher, how do I know I'm saved? How can I have assurance this morning? By the blood of Jesus Christ. When He puts that blood inside of you, when He forgives you of your sins, there's something goes on the inside. There's something that takes place on the inside in your life. It changes everything on the inside. Friends, I want you to know I'm not talking about feelings on the outside. I'm talking about on the inside of an individual. They'll know that they've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It said when she came, she started talking to herself, and if I can get to where Jesus is, everything will be all right. I got good news. This, all these years later, if you'll just get to where Jesus is, everything's going to be all right. Amen? He says here in the Bible, I love this. And she felt it in her body and she was healed of that plague. And I want you to know when you get to where Jesus is, not only you can tell, but He can tell. And Jesus immediately knowing in Himself, there it is again. Jesus knew in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him and turned Him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And His disciples said, Lord, there's people all around you. You don't know who touched you. Everybody's touching you. He said, yeah, everybody's around me. And everybody's in the building. But everybody ain't getting me. Hello. Oh, glory. Hey, everybody's in the building. Everybody got up and got ready this morning. But not everybody's touching me. He said, who touched me? And he said, Lord, we can't tell who touched you. We can't tell who's got a hold of you. We can't tell who. Jesus said, somebody touched me. This morning, I want you to talk to yourself. And I want you to ask yourself this question this morning. Have you ever touched Jesus? But more than that, has Jesus ever touched you? You see, the importance wasn't her touching Jesus. It was that Jesus touched her. Jesus said, wait a minute, wait a minute. There's something going on. Somebody touched me. They said, Lord, what are you talking about? There's people everywhere, and you saying somebody touched you? He said, my virtue went out from me. You said, I tell you what I'm going to do, preacher. This morning, I'm just going to sit right where I'm at. I'm going to mind my own business, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to walk out. Listen to me this morning. If you've done business with the Master, everybody's going to know it. The word it says. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. He knew who she was. And he looked around about. This morning, I wonder who he's looking around about this morning. Sitting in this pew this morning, you have battled with yourself long enough, and it's time to come to the end of yourself and come to where Jesus is. You've tried your way. You've done everything you know what to do. And can I say to you this morning, not only lost people do that, but saved people do that. They get to the place in their life where they can't do it no more and they forgot it was grace to start with. You just go back to grace, man. Grace will always be grace. The blood will always be blood and Jesus will always be Jesus. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Told him everything. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. He said, preacher, what are you talking about this morning? She got to a place when she talked to herself. She told herself, no more this going on in my mind. You know, the most dangerous place in your life is your mind. That mind is a war field, battlefield. There's so much goes on up here on a daily basis, it's unreal what goes on in our mind. And you know what goes on in our mind? We think things that's not even there, that's not even really going to happen, or not even real. You know, somebody can't even be sick, but they can think they're sick, and they think they're sick long enough, it won't be long, they'll be at every doctor there is. They'll go every place you've ever been, it won't be long, they'll be sick. They'll be just almost dried up to nothing. But I want you to know this morning, I'm trying to tell you that if you'll get to yourself and you'll say, Lord God, I need you this morning. I need you to touch me. I need you this morning. He'll touch you right where you're at. This morning, when I come in, I was going to give two more points, but I'm like, we're fixing to have time of invitation. And I just wonder who goes through the motions. Week in and week out, go through the motions. Well, it's Monday again. And then we dread it all the way to Friday, then it's weekend time, then it's Monday again. Man, when my feet hit the floor and your feet hit the floor, we ought to be say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm saved. Amen. Turn with me, I'm going there. Acts 19. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Acts 19. And this is closing. I got to talk to myself. I got to know. Well, Jesus knows I'm saved. My family? But I don't know. Is there anybody else that might know that I'm not really sold out? Is there? I got to talk to myself. Somebody might find out, so I'll just hide out. Acts 19, I love this. Verse 15. Brother Dylan, you got me? And the evil spirit answered and said, now let me tell you what's going on here. They've done seen Paul at work. He's done cast out demons and evil spirits. And these exorcists sees them over there. And they said, hey, look at the power he's got. I'm just going to go under his power. You can't go under my salvation. Listen to me. You can't go under your husband's salvation. You can't go under Momo, Popo's, aunts, uncles, because you can't do that. It won't work. Well, hey, you try to run under anything but the blood of Jesus Christ. And even the demons in hell know when it's fake. So they said, we're going to take that power they got, and we're going to call them seven over here, and we're going to rebuke them in Jesus' name. Go back and read it when you get home. They talked to themselves. They said, this is what we're going to do. But they went about it the wrong way. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know, but who are you? I want to stop right here and I want to ask you a question. I wonder how many demons in hell this morning can say, Jesus, I know, man, he'll wear me out. Paul, I know, he won't back down. He won't give in with the world and the crowd. He won't give in and he won't. Because he know who lives inside of him. But I wonder if that demon ever says, but I don't know you. Now I've got something, Jesus. I got something there I don't want to hold. I don't want to mess with him. Paul, I don't want to mess with him because I know he's running under the power of Jesus Christ. But who are you? I'm going to leave you with that this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. If you're born again this morning, every demon in hell or to know you on a first name basis. If you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, every demon in hell or to know you on a first name basis. I want you to talk to yourself this morning. I want you to ask yourself this. When I read that, I had to ask myself, does the demons in hell tremble when I go to the throne room of my heavenly Father? There's so much chaos and calamity in the world we live in. I believe that demon in hell saying, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but I just don't know you. This morning, if you're in here and you got something on your life, you say, "Preacher, I need it broke loose and I need to be set free." The only way it'll be is you got to make sure that Jesus knows you. If you're in here this morning, you say, "Preacher, I need help. I need a way out. I need this. I need that." You're at the right place. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? You know, the only thing I can tell them is I'm just a born again child of God. The blood's been applied. I go back and I ask myself, time after time again, what makes you even think? You know where that comes from? My own selfishness. But when I get to that place in my life and I get deep down and I get to talking to myself, it don't take long when those spiritual songs start coming up. Them hymns, that gladness and that joy, because my name's been written. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Have you told yourself I need to get to where Jesus is? Let us pray. Father, I don't know who needs to get to where Jesus is this morning. I don't know who this morning that needs to get to that place in their life that they just need to get to the feet of Jesus, not to his head, but to his feet this morning. Father, this morning, I'm asking you to touch this service as only you can. Lord, I'm asking you this morning, whatever man, woman that's in this place, Father, that they're all, just deep down inside, they just got so much shame and guilt. And it ain't Satan bringing it back up. They're done born again. It ain't Satan. It's self. Self-condemnation. Lord, they want to be over that. They want it to be under the blood. They want to quit thinking that way and living that way. Lord, this morning I pray they find peace at the name of Jesus. And they'll tell their self that Jesus is enough. I ask you this morning to do a work as only you can. Whoever may be struggling, let them leave out better than they was when they come in. Let them leave out knowing that you've got them this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious, sweet name. And all of God's people said, I ask you to stand.